We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
This was the message that God had for Judah. He said, listen, act by faith. But not only act by faith, God blesses our obedience. Look what the Bible says in Isaiah 56, verse 2. It says, blessed is the man that doeth this.
Last week, Pastor Burns was sharing with us a wonderful timeless truth from the Word of God. Our time ran out, so we're going to jump in where we left off. Grab your Bible, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's learn from the Word of God this morning. Pastor, take it away.
Kind of water, but not really the same. But my advice would be, if you're going to walk on water, I probably wouldn't do it during a storm. I would probably wait till it's calm. I probably wouldn't do it when the waves are contrary and the wind is contrary. And I would probably wait until, you know, the sun is shining and things are calm. And yet the Bible says that there was a great storm and Peter stepped out of the boat and he walked to the Lord Jesus. He walked on water. You say, yeah, but Peter sang. Did you ever walk on water? I mean, at least he stepped out of the boat and at least he obeyed the Lord. And the Bible says in Matthew 14, verse 29, that Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Listen, Judah was in a bad place. There's no doubt about it. They were in exile. They were separated from their homeland. They were separated from all their rituals and all that they had and all that they embraced. And yet the Bible says, God said, obey me where you are. Trust me where you are. Look to me where you are. He says in verse number one, keep ye judgment and do justice. He says, act, live for me, do what is right, even in hard times, even in difficult times. You know, when bad circumstances come, it has a way of excelling us in the direction we're already heading. If someone is heading away from the Lord, then when a difficult time comes, it excels them in that direction. If someone is heading to the Lord, then it excels them in that direction. They embrace the Lord. They look to the Lord. And here in this passage of scripture, God is saying, listen, don't wait until your circumstances are better to start serving me and start following me. He says, start following me today. Start looking to me today. It's like the Christian who says, Lord, I'll start giving when you bless my finances. Lord, I'll start serving you when my situation is better. Lord, I'll start serving you when I clean up my life a little. And the Bible says that God says, listen, obey me now. Trust me now. Keep my commandments now. We start giving knowing that God will bless. We start living knowing that God blesses obedience. We serve the Lord now, coming to him in honesty and in confession of sin, knowing that God blesses our obedience. This was the message that God had for Judah. He said, listen, act by faith. But not only act by faith, God blesses our obedience. Look what the Bible says in Isaiah 56, verse 2. It says, blessed is the man that doeth this. Isn't that interesting? Blessed is the man that doeth this. The son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Take the first step. Act by faith, and God will honor that faith, and God will draw nigh to you. God blesses the one that doeth it. God blesses the one that steps out by faith and obeys the Lord. The Bible says it this way in James chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. There's two types of responses to God's work in our life. There's the one that doeth it, and there's the one that doeth it not. And normally the one that doeth it not, they have their reasons. And we call these excuses. I think of what the Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 13. It's like the lazy man that doesn't do anything, and he finds excuses for being lazy. He says, wait a minute, there's a lion in the street. And if I go out and I work, then I'm going to be devoured. Now, I think that's a pretty good excuse. If there was a lion in my backyard, I probably wouldn't mow the lawn that day. And I'm not lying. I mean, at the end of the day, it sounds like a good excuse. But the Bible is talking about the heart. The reality is that he doesn't want to do these things. He's making these excuses to justify his own actions so that he seems like he's right. And he's justifying himself so that it seems like God's okay with his actions. But God doesn't change his mind based on your circumstances. Truth is truth. Sin is always sin. And God's principle is to obey today without delay, to follow today without delay, to take the first step to the Lord, and he will reward that with a step of his own. And we are to believe him by faith and trust that God can. And as we do this, God blesses obedience. As we step out of the boat by faith and trust him, God will meet you where you are. You say, well, Pastor Burns, I'll obey God when things get better. I'll obey God when my finances are better. I'll obey God when things look better for me. And God says, no, you step out of the boat today, trust God, and I'll meet you there. And I'll help you where you are. And I'll give you grace to take another step. Listen, Judah was discouraged. And I'm not making light of their circumstance. It wasn't a good place to be in. To be in exile, to be separated from their family and their home, their circumstances weren't their best. And their attitude was, why should I follow God? Why should I follow his laws? Why should I obey him? And God's message is to do right no matter where you are. And I'll bless you. And I'll be there to help you. I see, first of all, there's this principle, important principle of trusting the Lord in the circumstances of your life. But secondly, would you write this down? There's also the principle of following truth. There's the principle of following truth. I find it how interesting it is for our world to quickly put people into categories. And we do this without even thinking about it. You know, in our world today, there's the rich and the poor. People are broken into categories based on social status, based on their influence. I'm glad that God doesn't do that. I'm glad that the Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. The Bible says that one day the small and the great will stand before God. Those with great influence and those with no influence at all will all stand before Almighty God. I'm glad today that the ground is level at the cross. And those who come to Jesus receive the same Holy Spirit. Those who come to Jesus receive the same salvation. We are all a part of the family of God. And this isn't based on how much money we have, or it's not based on our influence or our background or our nationality, that we can come to the Lord Jesus and we can become children of the Most High God. And that's a wonderful blessing, to know that we are accepted where we are. And yet there are times in our life where we place ourselves in various categories. There are times in our life where how we feel determines in our mind what is true. And the Bible speaks against this. We have to be careful of this. And this was happening in Judah. Look what the Bible says in verse number three of our text. It says, neither let the son of the stranger that had joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
Because I've made many mistakes in my life, I just feel like God can't bless me. In our text, we find examples of this very thing. The strangers or foreigners were saying that God was separated from them. They felt that because they were not a part of Israel, that they were Gentiles who had come to the Lord. They had come to God. They had taken a part of that living water. And yet they just felt that because they were not a part of Israel, that they weren't near to the Lord, that God had separated himself from him. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Gentile people in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, speaks of that very condition before they came to Christ. He said that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. And yet these strangers or foreigners, they had come to God. They had approached God by faith. And yet they just felt separated from God. It felt like God wasn't near them. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt that God maybe has forsaken you? Maybe you felt alone. Maybe you felt that God doesn't care about you. Why would you go through these troubles if God loved you and cared about you? But notice what the Bible says is the truth in this circumstance. The Bible says in verse number 6, those that serve the Lord, that come to God in faith, verse 7, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in the house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices, look at this, shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer. I love this, for all people. Isn't that wonderful? That in Jesus Christ, we are accepted by God. And it doesn't matter how we feel. What's important is, what does God say? What is the truth? The Bible says the eunuchs, because they could have no children, said that they had no purpose in society's eyes. They said, we're just a dry tree. We can't be used in this world. These were eunuchs not by choice, by the way. They were prisoners and forced into this very position of life. And God has a message for them. God says, don't say these things, because they are not true. Someone said this, unbelief many times suggests things to the discouragement of good people, which are directly contrary to what God himself has said. Things which he hath expressly guarded against. And when we are at our lowest, when we are discouraged in this world, then the devil is there to whisper in our ear and to tell us, you're no good. God can't use you. God doesn't care about you. That's why Peter said, he said, listen, casting all of your care upon him because he cares about you. But then he said, but be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion. He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. The devil is there to try to destroy us, to convince us that God doesn't love us. But the Bible says that God does. He cares about us. You know, listen, feelings are God-given. And God gave us feelings for a purpose. They are expressions of our heart. And the Bible speaks of our heart as the seat of emotions. But listen, our heart is not an accurate compass for directing our life. Someone will say to you, well, just follow your heart. Don't follow your heart. That's terrible advice. The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Your heart is not a good compass. Your emotions change every single day. Your emotions probably changed about 20 times before I started the sermon. I mean, they're always changing here and there and here and there. And if you allow your emotions and your feelings to direct your life, then who knows where you'll end up? The reality is, the Bible says to cast down these imaginations. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and verse number 5. Imaginations are things that you believe to be true but are not. And Paul says, cast them down. Cast those things that are against the very teachings of Jesus Christ. How many times people say, well, I just don't feel love? And it's probably after a time when someone tells them the truth because they love them. And their emotions say, well, I just don't feel love. How many times have someone said, well, I just don't feel accepted? And they allow their emotions to direct their life. Well, I just don't feel saved. I just feel like God can't use me. I just feel like God has left me. I just feel like God has forsaken me. Listen, you never go from feelings to truth. Just because you feel a certain way does not make it true. You always go from truth to feeling. I believe God no matter how I feel. His word is my solid rock, and I will trust in him. I want you to turn with me to 1 John chapter 3. Would you turn there, 1 John chapter 3? And notice what the Apostle John had to say, 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 20. First John chapter 3, verse 20, the Bible says this, for if our heart condemn us, look at that. For if our heart condemn us, that's our feelings, our emotions. God is greater than our heart, and he knoweth all things. Our feelings are not a proper guide for life. The Bible says in verse number 5, no matter how you feel, God's word is truth. And you can always trust in the word of God. The word of God is a compass for our life. And so when feelings come among us, then we have to say, what does God's word say? What does the Bible say? The Bible says that we're loved. The Bible says we're important to God. The Bible says we are the apple of his eye. The Bible says that we are to trust in the Lord. In verse 8, the Lord God hath gathered the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him beside these that are gathered unto him. You know, listen, we are all outcasts. We are all unworthy. And I'm glad today that God gathers us together, that we are in his fold, and God allows us, he allows us to be a part of his family. And it's not based on how we feel. It's based on truth, the Word of God. Thirdly, and I'll be done, notice the principle of discretion. The principle of discretion. The picture painted in the last verses of chapter 56 is really a bleak picture of Judah. Those that were supposed to be watching were not. And we notice right away in this passage of Scripture their attributes. They were shepherds that could not understand. They were only looking for their own things, looking at their own things. They were only concerned about gain and not God. So many people today look for teachers on social media, and most of the time these people are not looking to shepherd people. They're just looking for followers. False teachers are the main theme in the epistles. Look at the letters of Paul and Peter. What was their concern? Their concern was that these false teachers look for weak Christians. They look for unstable souls that prey on them. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practice. Cursed children. The Bible teaches us that a pastor is the watch for the souls of the people. False teachers are interested in what can build a crowd, what can bring people in. They don't care about the Word of God. They care about appeasing people. And yet, a shepherd of God preaches the Bible, whether it's in season or out of season, because they know it's the truth of the Word of God will help them. But notice the attitudes of these so-called watchers. The Bible says in verse 12, they said, let's live our life to its fullest. Let's just do what satisfies ourselves. Let's just do what we want to do. Let's just follow our own sinful heart. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, it says, but there were false prophets also among the people. Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Look at this, verse 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness, desire of want, shall they with feigned words, oh, they have the right words, and they're great speakers, and they're likable people. But the Bible says they're making merchandise of you. You're not a disciple to them. You're a customer. And the Bible says to have discernment. And to be careful. Anyone who doesn't tell you of the danger of sin is not your friend and is not a messenger of God. And they don't care about your soul. The Bible says that many will follow their pathway and it will lead to destruction. So sad. People following a lie. And so the Bible says to be careful. Those who were supposed to be warning were sleeping. Those who were supposed to be teaching the truth were living for themselves. And the Bible says that around them were these wild beasts ready to devour. And yet no one warned them of the danger. These principles, I believe they're, I understand they're simplistic, they're simple. And yet I believe they are so important for the Christian life. What is God doing in your life today? No matter where you are, listen, the message of the Bible is start serving God today. Get out of the boat. Follow the Lord. Follow the truth and not how you feel. Protect yourself from false teachers who preach false doctrine. And God will bless as you follow Him in your life. If you're not a Christian today, If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible teaches us that Christ died for you. He wants to give to you forgiveness of sins, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can be a Christian today. You can have that hope in your life to know your sins are forgiven and you're on your way to heaven as you put your faith and trust in the Lord. He wants to save you today. And Christian, God help us to live a principled life. And God help us today to learn from Judah and to live our life trusting the Lord, moving forward by faith. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your word, and we're grateful for the opportunity that we have.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.